BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Good afternoon from Manchester, from the MEN Arena, where tonight it is Children in Need Rocks. It's finally arrived. This is Scott Mills. We are at the moment sat in our makeshift studio, which is, it's like a suite. It's like a corporate box, which I think is normally where really, really rich or famous people sit and watch various gigs and shows. But this one isn't in use today because we've turned it into the Radio 1 studio. And also, even if it was a suite or a corporate box, you wouldn't be able to see anything because this one is situated kind of right behind the stage. So you just see the backs of people's heads. But I can actually see right down to the stage. Can we open that door there? Right. You'll hear a lot of noise during the show today because literally the door that we just opened, which is to the right behind me, a couple of metres away, leads right down to the stage. And every time someone sound checks, believe me, you really will hear it.
Well, what I like is that they've said hello, by the way.
Hi. Hi,
I like the fact that they said there was soundproofing, and what someone's done is stuffed jumpers for about 30 centimetres between the floor and the wood panelling. So yeah,
it is just some old jumpers,
yeah,
but it might work. So if you hear lots of...
I can shove my scarf in if it gets too bad later.
Actually, why don't we all like try and... Because I've got
everyone
a scarf
take
as well.
Their tops off.
Right, if we just put... can we have my jumper down there as well? Because anything to
that's
make a bit of difference.
Knit.
I know, exactly. So we're here till 8 o'clock tonight, and then you will hear the whole gig, Children in Need, Manchester Rocks tonight at 8 till 10. And it's also... BBC One as well. You'll be able to watch it on BBC One. We're going to talk to one of the stars of the show, Coldplay, very soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are in Manchester at Children in Need Rocks. I am too honest sometimes.
Why?
So I was just outside the stage door area getting some fresh air and seeing who I could see. And there were loads of quite hot men, I would say about 10, all in leather trousers.
Oh, like, right.
The same leather trousers.
Where's this going?
It's all fine. And okay, they were all doing neck exercises. You know, when you just roll your head around like that. You know, you sometimes do it after exercise.
I always do my neck exercises in leather trousers.
Yeah. Now, the only people that would do neck exercises would be dancers, because they do that all the time. You can tell a dancer a mile off because they're always rolling their neck around like that. And then I noticed on the floor next to the people in leather trousers rolling their necks around was an AAA pass, a Lady Gaga AAA pass, which means I could get absolutely anywhere to do with Lady Gaga. Generally, as we know from the big weekend in Carlisle, you can't get anywhere near her because she has a special kind of area. But if I had picked up that pass and kept it, I would have been able to get into her dressing room. I would have probably been able to get on stage with her. I would have been able to go absolutely everywhere that she was.
I would have loved it if you'd gatecrashed the stage to do neck exercises.
I could have been rolling my neck on stage during Born This Way with my hands on my hips. But I noticed that one of the men rolling their neck in leather trousers had dropped it, and I said, "ER, mate." And I did actually say that as well. I don't ever call anyone mate. "ER, mate." And gave him his Lady Gaga AAA pass back. Gutted, you see? I could have been there. I could have been on stage tonight.
I think it's for the best you gave it back.
And also, I think it'd be become quite clear quite quickly that I wasn't one of her dancers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know how much you can hear what's happening behind me, but I did mention to you earlier that we are right near the stage. It's like the back of the stage area in a suite, which is normally a corporate box. So obviously, there is a door that opens right onto the seats, which then lead down to the stage. Should we open the door now, just so you can hear how near I am? I think the... Yep. Whoa! And close the door. And open the door. That's elbow. And close the door. See, so we are quite near.
Well, close.
Yeah.
Do you know what's putting me off a bit, though? Is that picture of Beyonce on the wall, where she appears to have her leg behind her head.
Yeah, there's pictures, you know, of several stars along the walls of this box.
You know those calendars you get in some old man workshops?
Yeah.
Garages and stuff. Yeah, it's a bit like that. I'm not
jealous.
Sure about this working environment.
You're just jealous because you couldn't do that. You couldn't put your legs that far behind your head.
Can I swap that one of B for the Buble one back there, please?
I don't think we should just come in here and start changing their posters around without permission. It's just a little bit rude. We don't. It's
well,
not
can
like
I put something over?
No, I'm happy with it. are the engineers happy with it? They're very happy
That's
with it.
That's a double thumbs from him.
Now, remember we asked you to make a Lady Gaga song from my interview with her at the big weekend, which she can use in this movie that we're making, which we've got to make in 2 weeks. I know I keep wanging on about it. Well, Nat, one of our listeners, got the clips and he did it. He made a song featuring the now infamous line, "Enjoy the boob." Now, rumours are that tonight Lady Gaga has heard the song and loves it so much that she is planning to put it in her set towards the end.
Right.
At Children in Need Rocks.
Where have you heard
in
these
in Manchester?
Where?
Just a rumour.
Rumours from where, though?
From...
From who?
From a pal.
A pal of who?
A pal of the Zany singer.
Are these totally made up by you?
I have heard...
Let me guess. An insider says that
yeah. She might do it. This song tonight.
Lady Gaga.
Imagine she did this.
Welcome to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Amazing. I would like that a lot. I don't know whether it's going to happen. I mean, she's got a few hits that she might want to prioritise with, but it would be my favourite if she could just do that. Do you think she's even heard it?
You've just totally made that up, that
yes.
whole thing.
Okay, I did.
And that you've just admitted that you have.
Yeah. I can dream.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills from Children in Need Rocks in Manchester. We're live and here is Will and Chris from Coldplay.
Hello. Hi, Scott.
Hello, you all right?
They were well. Great.
Can you hear me over there? Because Gary Barlow is sound checking really loud.
But it's the best song, so it sounds great.
Which one is it?
Back for Good.
Oh, yeah, so it is.
It's a cracker.
Oh, it's fantastic.
We open the door, we can hear a bit more.
Here it comes.
Yeah! And whatever. Bless Barlow. Now, with this gig, did Barlow call you personally and go, "All right, can you do it, Coldplay?"
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Did he call you?
I can't remember.
Possibly.
All right.
This was a while ago.
It was a good while back.
It's been in the diary for
asking
a while.
Asking the wrong chaps.
Right, okay. So, I mean, he's organised...
What about you? How did you get involved?
Yeah, he called me and said, "All right, Mills here." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm there."
Great. We watched it 2 years ago and it was... looked fantastic, so we were happy to be asked.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you had your sound check yet?
No, we're on in a minute.
Oh, you're on after Gary. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it that you still do your own sound checks, because obviously there's that.
Well, sometimes.
Do you not?
Not all the time.
Right. I think live television event warrants a sound check.
We have to be honest with you, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Not
who does it? Because I know like some big stars. I mean, obviously you are a huge star, so I mean you've reached that level now where you can get somebody else to do it.
That's not... Not so much about being famous, it's just about not being bothered.
At least you're honest.
No,
when you get a Coldplay tribute band in or something.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
Actually, our roadies have become quite proficient. There's one of our roadies, Matt, can play every note of every instrument that we play. He's prodigious.
And then most other bands as well.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's amazing.
But we do. We're painting a bad picture. We do soundcheck a lot.
Mm.
I'm sorry for lying.
That's right. Now,
I liked it with that music in the background.
Yeah, it's a bit weird now. It feels a bit empty. I think you're on.
You can do it on the keyboard, look.
Yeah.
It's not working. There it is.
This is Chris Martin playing My First Keyboard.
That's the same song, Back for Good.
It is the same, yeah, but it's on.
I guess. Now it's time.
That's good. I'm glad we bought that keyboard because it was a real struggle getting up on the train. I understand you arrived on the train today as well.
We came on we arrived at 2:15 or something.
Yeah, apparently all the trains after ours were cancelled as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, me too.
Isn't that crazy? Maybe we're on the same train.
True. We could have been. I didn't see you.
Yeah, well, were you in the quiet? You would have been in first class.
Yeah.
Well, you say that.
We were wheeling the buffet trolley up and down the aisles.
Oh, that was you offering me the tea.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were hiding in the bathroom.
It's obviously quite strange when it's not a full gig and you obviously only get to do two or three songs. So how do you make sure that your performance is the standout one that everyone talks about?
Well, I think you ask Lady Gaga not to go on. And then you pull out Snow Patrol's cables.
Right, yeah.
So we've got some tricks up our sleeve.
Have you?
Sabotage.
I'm not sure. I don't know whether people know in what kind of order of events there is and like whether we're allowed to say when you're on or not.
So they have a raffle bag with everyone's songs in it and
you just...
You draw out which song. So we might do... I don't know what I'm talking about. Haven't planned for this interview.
Have you seen Gaga?
Nobody sees her.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
She's elusive.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to see her until she's actually on stage.
But that's the great thing about her, is the magic and the mystery.
Yeah. Apparently she's taken to weeing in bins lately. Have you heard this? she can't be bothered to go. She can't be bothered to go to the loo. She did it at Alan Carr.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely.
Where are you getting all the information?
From a reliable source, Chris Martin. And no, apparently because there's about 5 minutes before she was due to go on stage, and mm-hmm. she was like, "Oh, I'm never going to get back from the loo in time." She probably had the lift, like we, the one here, mm-hmm. which takes 7 minutes. So she decided to just wee in the bin.
This sounds like the kind of story that you just made up out of your brain.
I haven't, honestly. It's been in the paper and everything.
Saying that she's taken to it is a little bit extreme, isn't it?
Okay, it was just a one-off. Yeah.
Of course, every morning classic. She wakes up.
Classic journalist.
Sits on the bin, reads the paper.
I just like to imagine it.
No, it's exciting to be... We did the MTV Awards with her 2 weeks ago. It's always exciting when she's around because she makes everything such a big... You know,
yeah, event
bonanza.
Yeah, yeah. We did an interview with her actually a while back at the Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle.
Yes.
And she said that she doesn't wear anything to kind of keep them in. So if a boob fell out during the performance, we were just going to have to enjoy the boob. And wow. we kind of made that into a song. Now, I'm just wondering, is this possible? Do you think one that doesn't speak? Do you think Chris Martin would do this for us? I've got the...
Did you just call someone the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah, that's him. Because he doesn't speak on it.
Lord of the Rings.
Now, this is the these are the kind of chords and the words. It's pretty straightforward. I don't know whether you'd be able to... If I play your song, Paradise...
Really, really genuinely want me to do this?
Well, I'd quite like to.
Maybe you want to hear it first.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the original?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I like to
throw. We can edit this
in.
Out, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is not in any way live. Listen to this.
Oh.
Lady Gaga, welcome to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
It's pretty straightforward. That's it.
Oh, you
boob, if a boob, if a boob. I can't, I lost it.
And you've written the chords down wrong as well.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, no, it's a boob, if a boob, boob, boob.
Oh, you literally had a go.
What?
Thank you.
Enjoy the boob.
Thank you very much. Listen, best of luck for tonight.
Is that it? You've got us to come on and talk about being in a bin and sing a song about
the
boobs.
Is there anything else you want to
talk
about?
Come all the way to Manchester to do that.
No, you've got a gig as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The best of luck for tonight. Thank you very much for joining us today, Cole.
Scott, it's been humiliating, but it's been great.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Now, I'm going to have to be really careful here because... I'm walking past loads of people who are giving me really suspicious looks. But I think I've managed to blank my way in. Yes! High five, Becky. Five. Jessie J's dressing room. Chris Moyles. I didn't think she was going to let us go through there. Who's this? Fern Cotton! Hello, I'm not supposed to be in here at all.
You're not allowed in the dressing room, quite frankly.
Oh, sorry. I just thought that we were friends.
Well, I'll allow you to hang out for a while.
This is nice, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Did you order that pink sofa, or is that just there?
I like to always have a sparkly pink sofa wherever I go. Yeah. So I did specify that. And we've got some ice, if you'd like ice. We've got... there's one chocolate bar left there as well.
How are you? All right?
I'm really good. I'm excited about tonight, actually, now.
Yeah. You've done so many of these. You must get a little bit nervous still, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Have you been out there yet?
Yeah, the arena is huge.
It's absolutely huge. And it's quite terrifying because all the seats are really steep, so it's just like a wall of people in front of you. And we did a bit of a rehearsal earlier, and I'm not going to lie, I was relatively terrified. But I think it's just going to be one of those events where it's just really exciting to be part of it and to see, like, Gaga up close and see Coldplay and all that. So I'm just sort of all adrenaline now.
Who have you chatted to so far?
Well, I have seen Jamie Cullum a hell of a lot. He's not been very well, bless him. He's had some sort of stomach bug, but he's doing okay. So we've hung out with him quite a lot. I saw JLS this morning. Lovely boys. Saw Jesse J and James Morrison. Seen Captain Barlow running around looking official.
Why does everyone call him Captain Barlow? Because he's like the main man of this gig.
He is. He's just a captain. That's just all the Prince of Children need to Terry's King.
Yeah. Yes. Talk us through what you've got here, Fern. This is the biggest load of makeup I've ever seen.
I have to say, this is like absolutely every girl's dream. You have an entire table full of makeup, makeup brushes, hairspray, hair products, everything.
I know. I was going to say, if I was a girl, this would be an absolute dream come true.
I mean, let's not lie. You're not shy of a bit of makeup, are you?
I'm not being funny, Fern. If this was my dressing room, then the table would be almost as full.
Just bronzer.
Of just bronzer. Pecan bronzer.
A light shade of mahogany. I've painted my nails black glittery for tonight's proceedings. And then we just get this and we throw it on the face.
Do you, all of it?
Yes, the whole lot.
Yeah, we're taking some pictures of this. You'll be able to see it on the Radio 1 Facebook and also on the website, just to see how much makeup Fern is going to throw on her face tonight.
Also, the before and after of me looking relatively pale and ill now, and then hopefully slightly improved version later for tonight's
show. Now, when I, if I need to come back to this area again, because obviously, who else is in this area? You've got Jesse J, Chris Moyles.
Chris Moyles next door, who's gone back to the hotel for a rest, but he will be back shortly. Jesse J, there's lots of dancers over there. You could learn Kelly Rowland's dance routine.
If I need to get back into this area again, because I'm not supposed to be here, can you just vouch for me?
I can't guarantee I can do that.
Okay, bye.
I'll see how it goes.
Bye. Do I look like I need bronzer? All right, then. See you later. Fern Cotton, one of the hosts. What?
Clear mascara.
I'm good for, thanks. Bye, Fern. There we are. An insight into Fern Cotton's dressing room there, backstage at Children in Need Rocks in Manchester.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. Sorry if I'm a little bit out of breath. I've just been trying to find Barlow all the way through that song by Florence and the Machine. Texts from Sophie, Lauren and Keith on the way to Children in Need Rocks in Manchester tonight. Hello, there's loads of traffic I know in Manchester, loads of people trying to get to the gig, but have a fantastic time when you get here. And Ross has been on saying, what time does it start? Well, you can hear it on Radio 1 from 8 p.m. tonight, and you'll be able to see it live. It's not live, it's on BBC One, sorry, at 8 p.m. The thing starts at 7. Right, let's have a little chat. Get in here. Hello, Gary Barlow.
Hello.
You're live on Radio 1, please do not swear.
Not live, surely.
Yeah, you are.
I do live very often.
Do you not?
No.
Someone's been on, one of our listeners, claiming to be an old family friend, because I was looking for you as we were kind of going through all the corridors there. I knocked on your dressing room, you weren't there. Apparently, if I can't find you, I have to call you Our Goose.
Okay, it's my brother, was it?
I don't know.
I think it's my brother. He's the only one who ever called me that.
Right, but that is true.
Still don't know what it's about.
Right, so your brother has probably texted that in then?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway, how are you, Captain Barlow?
Fine. How are you? You enjoying it here?
I'm loving it, yeah.
It's good, isn't it? It's what? A good chaos.
It's not a bad lineup you've got here.
Yeah, it's a good chaos. It feels good. And you know what? I feel like this is probably the best bit of the night, and the anticipation. Now, no audience in just yet. You know, there's thousands of people waiting to come in outside. The bands are all rehearsed now and ready. This is the magic moment before it all begins.
And you're performing tonight as well?
You can't get rid of me that easy. Well, I was going to be on doing something with Cheryl tonight, but she's got really, really ill, so I'm so gutted for her. Get well soon, please, Cheryl.
What's wrong with her?
Do you know what? It's some word I can't say.
Beginning with F?
Something like that, yeah. What is that?
I don't know, I saw
people
it.
People have got it.
Yeah. Pharyngitis. There you
go. What's that? I've never heard of that before.
There you go. I thought it was some things that men get, but no, pharyngitis. Is this the new woman thing?
I think it is. It's brand new.
Oh, it's sore throat. Oh, there you go.
Well, how come we've never heard of it before? It must be a new woman thing.
No, it's just sore throat.
The thing is, when men get ill, women always go, oh, it's a man thing, that. He's got the man flu.
Yeah. Are you, as head of this operation, the only person that gets to speak to Gaga? Have you spoke to her yet?
But you know what? I'd like to say I'm head of this, but I'm really, really not. I've booked the acts, but other than that, everything else has been done for me, so...
Have you spoke to her?
I haven't yet today, no. No, she was at the show on Sunday, so we've seen her recently. She's definitely in the country, and she's definitely in the building.
She's definitely here. I did just see some spring rolls, a lot of spring rolls heading towards the general area of her dressing room.
Did you really? She must like spring rolls.
Okay. What's in your dressing room today, Garibaldi?
I've got a bottle of wine for afterwards. Yeah. I thought once the gig's finished, I'm going to have a little glass of red tonight. Celebration.
Are you feeling the pressure? Because obviously you booked all the acts. But, you know, you can do it.
Listen, we're all feeling the pressure here tonight because, you know, we are going live onto BBC One. You know, these music events, they happen. It's usually actually just the Brits and nothing else. But this is sort of the second big one of these events this year. And, we are feeling the pressure. We've got to get 15 bands successfully on and off stage tonight. So there's a lot of pressure.
How are they coping at X Factor without you today?
Oh, it'll be all falling to bits by now. It'll be all over the papers tomorrow. It's falling to bits without him. But don't worry, everyone. I'll be back in the morning.
After the wine.
After the wine, yeah.
Slight for wear.
Listen, I hope it goes all right tonight.
Thanks, Scott.
And thanks very much for speaking to us, Gary Barlow. I can't hear a thing now because my headphones have fallen off.
I love it how you just totally interrupted Gary's chat with Guy off Elbow.
I know, I'm so sorry, Guy off Elbow.
Thank you.
You're a very polite man, Guy.
That's all right, Scott. No,
sorry, I just had to jump in there, you know. Sorry. I'll let you get back to it, boys. See you later.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I have managed to get onto the stage somehow, which is huge. Whoa, I've never been on a stage like this before. At Children in Need Rocks in Manchester. I can see seats for a whole orchestra. I can see a grand piano. That might be Gaga's. And I've been told I'm going to have to get off the stage in about 2 minutes because it's going to be a closed set, which means that no one is allowed to see Gaga's rehearsal. Chris Moyles, hello.
Hi there, Scott.
How are you?
Are you allowed on the stage?
I don't think I am, but I managed to blag my way on by saying that I knew you.
Have you met our young apprentice TV presenter this evening?
Hello, who are you?
Hello, my name is David Tennant. I'm on work experience tonight.
I liked your little rehearsal then because David was kind of holding you, Chris, like a baby.
Well, we're trying to do something new. We're freestyling with ideas.
I was comforting him.
Yeah, he holds my leg and we hope that will raise more money for children in need.
What we should point out is that bit is actually just a voiceover. So anything we're doing is just for our own, just to keep us happy. I'm comforting Chris.
During all the serious, I've got no serious things to say. All David has to do
is read out the phone numbers. It's like Chris and Fern came in and went, right, we'll introduce all the bands. Let boring man just read out the number.
All right, so you're doing all the actual important children in need stuff.
.co.uk business, that's all me.
And Chris goes, make some noise for!
And that's exactly what I do. And there's a couple of times I think I'd stand next to David and do the serious face as he goes, so please give all you can. Yeah. And I go, thank you. Right, back to the fun now. Here comes Endubs. So, interesting.
We're going to get chucked out. Well, you're probably not, but I'm going to get chucked off any second.
I will.
You won't.
I will, because they're telling me that Lady Gaga's going to come and do a thing.
Gaga-ming.
You stay here as long as you want. You're Scott Mills.
I know.
And don't ever let them forget that. And Gaga will go, who are you throwing off? Oh, my God, at Scott Mills.
She might do.
Yeah.
It's quite impressive, this.
It's going to be really good.
Never. I don't think I've ever been on a stage this big.
Have you not?
I don't think I have. The big weekend stage is big, but you're kind of on the side of it. This is kind of... Da-da.
I've got one of these in my back garden just for practising for events like this.
Do you think... Oh, hang on. Oh, no, I thought they were going to come and tell us otherwise. Right, I better go. Thank you. Thank you, David Tennant.
You're very welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We're backstage at Children in Need Rocks in Manchester, and I have found Ed Sheeran. Hello.
You're right.
All right, how are you?
I'm good, yeah, suited and booted.
Now, I'm noticing that you're wearing a suit, Ed Sheeran. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, I'm usually a hoodie and baggy jeans kind of guy, but I thought I'd pull out the stops today.
Are you like me? You don't feel comfortable in a suit at all?
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable at all.
It looks nice, though.
Thank you. Yeah, no.
I think I'm the only Radio 1 DJ that hasn't actually met you, because you've met everybody at Radio 1, even Claire on reception, the security guards, everyone knows your name, everyone's like, you're like, hi, when you walk in, but I don't think we've ever met.
You're the final piece in the puzzle, and now my life is complete.
Well, you say that, me too. Looking forward to this tonight?
I can't wait, yeah, I think it's going to be a great event.
It must be quite weird when you actually stop and think to yourself that you are sharing the bill with someone like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, more Coldplay for me, I'd say.
And Coldplay, yeah.
Or Bublé, or Bocelli. I think that's, yeah.
You're not a Gaga fan?
It's not that I'm not a Gaga fan, it's just I kind of grew up with Coldplay, so to be sharing a bill with them is a bit of an honour.
How was Australia? Because I know you've just been there. I do stalk you a little bit on Twitter.
Australia was good. We're number one single and number one album at the moment, so it's...
Did you do that thing, because I went there for the first time last year, did you do that thing where you get super paranoid about things like spiders and shake your shoes out every day because people tell you, and look under the loo seat because people tell you that there's really nasty things there?
No one told me that. No, I kind of spent the whole time in a hotel room anyway, so I missed...
They can still get in there, the spiders that can kill you with one bite.
See, no one told me this.
You need to check under the loo seat next time.
Yeah, that's a bit scary, I think.
Now, Matt Baker from The One Show is doing this ridiculous thing for Children in Need, but brilliant, where he's rickshawing all over the UK. If there was one thing, if Children in Need came to you and said, Ed Sheeran, would you do? Some ridiculous kind of adventure or, you know, what would you do? Like, anything at all? You can. I mean, that Moyles climbed up Kilimanjaro.
Oh, see, I was going to say climbing up a mountain, but now that's okay. Maybe cycling to Beijing.
Okay.
Yeah, cycling to Beijing.
Is that inspired by the Katie Melua song?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No. Yes. Yes. It was.
Tell us about the song you did this morning on Chris Moyles, because I've been getting so many texts and Facebook messages about it. Because you weren't going to do it. It wasn't planned, was it?
No. I kind of went on there for a chat, and they just said, "Bring your guitar anyway." And then when I was there, when the mic was off, we were talking about Michael Bublé, and I just said, "Oh, I'll do his rendition of Feeling Good."
I'm going to play that in a minute because it was kind of a bit of a moment. Have you met Bublé yet?
Yeah, he came up to... Actually, it was quite random. On stage, I had my in-ears in doing the collective tune with Lab and Rich and all of that lot. And I couldn't hear anything apart from the track. And just this dude comes up to me and goes... and just mouths, "Hi, I'm Michael Bublé." And I was just about to do my line. And I was like, "Oh." And I kind of walked off and I felt a bit bad. But then I went back and had a chat and took his number and we're going to hang out tonight. Which is...
I tell you what... Oh, hello. All right. How are you? Hello.
I'm getting chiseled up. What's going on, my friend?
Yeah, are you okay? Sorry.
Yeah, man.
There's a bit of shaving of the head going on. You're right though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting nice and chiseled before I go on stage.
I like that.
I'm going to feel fresh after this. I'm going to feel like $1 million.
You see, it's brilliant being a pop star because you get your hair done everywhere you go.
Do you know what? I've actually just met my boy right here, and he's a dancer. He's going to be dancing for Kelly Rowland.
Don't let him cut your hair.
He cuts hair as well. No, he's amazing. Look what he's doing to me.
He is good.
He's making me look like a prince, man.
We're just in the kind of backstage area. Like, there's lots of people having their makeup done through there. There's loads of costumes, and that's where I'm talking to Ed. Ed, it's really nice to meet you. What's that you're drinking, please?
Water.
Right.
Aquapax. They just put it in the dressing room. It tastes all right, but it kind of looks like it should be milk.
Well, yeah, it does look like a milk carton, and that's why I wondered. All right, thank you very much, Ed. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Fern Cotton.
Hello, Scott Mills.
I know you've got to go, but I just want to say you're looking amazing.
It's like my gold jeans.
Yes, I've never seen the like.
Tinchy's got a pair.
I haven't, but you look good in them. Are you seeing them?
Pink sparkly jeans I've seen you wearing before.
Whoa, maybe Fern's seen them, but I haven't.
When I was trying to get your attention, I was like, Tinchy, but all you were doing is looking to the left, looking at Fern's gold jeans.
Yeah, they like gold jeans, man. They draw your attention. Like, I had to, you know.
How are you, Tinchy Strider?
I'm all right, thank you.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's loads of people here. There's a good vibes, all for a good cause, Children in Need. And yeah, you just nearly open the door to Dappy's dressing room and it sounds noisy in here, right?
I know. Are they in there, do you think?
Yeah, they really are in there.
Okay, cool. I, you know that thing where you just try and look cool and lean back on the door and then actually open it?
Oh, yeah. I see what you're
saying. Just done it again. Sorry. Oh, God. We're in real trouble. So have you been in this little bit here? Because this is where like everyone is getting ready. Is this your area as well?
Yeah, that's their resort for the whole collective. Everyone's there getting ready. But I kind of got ready before I got here. So I see a lot of people getting changed and everyone's getting a swag on. See Talisa coming through now. Hello.
Hey, Talisa.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm all right. I haven't seen you since my dressing room after the show last week.
Yeah, that was at the X Factor on Saturday. What a dressing room it was. That's a good party, that.
Yeah, it was really good. Always a party in Talisa's dressing room.
Yeah, more so than Louis Walsh's, I'd say.
That's why Louis was in my room.
I know, everyone comes into yours.
They all do.
Is this your dog?
No, that's tour manager's dog. I feel like I've like ransacked him. She's interviewed. Come on, Tim, come and get involved.
Cool. I'm just trying to stand away because I'm seeing the dog getting too close to me.
What is it with you and dogs? You don't like dogs, do you?
I don't mind. That dog looks all right. What's the dog's name?
Lola. It's not my dog. If you met my dog, you wouldn't be happy.
Oh, yeah, but Lola's looking at me different.
She's smiling.
Look at the face.
Oh, okay. Hello, Lola.
You're genuinely scared.
I'm not scared. I haven't had good experiences with dogs before, so...
Like, I don't think Lola's going to hurt you, Tinch.
No, I really don't.
Well, Chalice, have you, you just arrived, have you?
Yeah.
Listen, in there is Labyrinth getting his hair shaved.
Okay.
Also, Ed Sheeran wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And Miss Dynamite eating a salad.
Okay.
So get involved.
Okay. I'm going to go do some vocal warm-ups.
Okay. See you later. Good to be here. This is Radio 1. Thanks, Chalice. Thank you, Tinchy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Michael Bublé.
I like when you call me Michael Bublé.
Hello, Michael Bublé.
Hello, how are you?
I found you. I've been looking for you for a while. I saw you chatting to... Oh, there he is, Jamie Cullum for a bit.
Yeah, I just thought Jamie has the most beautiful little baby. What a beautiful kid.
I didn't want to interrupt your conversation. Why is everyone telling us to shh?
I don't know. Did they tell us to shh?
I think that... I heard a shh then.
You're not supposed to say that he has a...
Just tell him, shut up, I'm Michael Bublé. Now, I heard you sound checking earlier, I just haven't met you yet. And you seem to be putting a lot of effort in. Now, if I was doing as much... No?
What's he going to do, really? Come to children in need and not bother?
Yes, I'm not going to put any effort in for those stupid children in need.
No, because if that was me, if it was just a rehearsal, I don't think I could be bothered to, like, belt it out.
Oh, no, I didn't belt it out.
I thought you...
That was pretty crap. No, you know what, though? What I was doing, though, is no matter whether I'm in a sound check or... there's always people that are working all day, and it's nice to give them a laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed... Because I came to your Christmas special a few weeks ago, where you were in a kind of an alpine log cabin, and we all had to pretend it was Christmas, even though it was September.
Yeah.
And you were doing jokes and all sorts. And
really dirty jokes, too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we can't tell. The kind of ones we can't tell now.
Don't now on live radio.
Now.
Come
don't
on.
Say
no,
them now.
Everything's cool.
No,
listen,
no,
trust me.
Michael Blue Bay.
Okay, you know what?
Stop being so blue.
That's... Oh, God, it almost came out.
Like, yeah, I mean, I always say on air, you know some dirty jokes, and you really, really do.
Who have you talked to today, tonight?
Tonight, we've talked to Coldplay.
I like Coldplay a lot. Got to meet them. They're really, really nice guys, sweet guys.
Yeah.
Great. I love their music so much. Anyway, okay, next.
Ed Sheeran.
I just met him today. And
he loves you.
I love him. He truly is awesome. And what's more awesome about him is he's like this self-made genius who he's way too humble for how brilliant he is.
And I understand that you have swapped numbers, which he's very excited about.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Actually, my buddy Dion just couldn't stop talking about him. What a nice guy he was. Okay, who else have you met?
Haven't seen Gaga.
Gaga is here?
Yeah.
You know that she doesn't like to be called Gaga.
Okay, what do you call her?
Gaga.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
See, you're always a joker.
I just thought it'd be funny if you did the interview after and you said, anyway, Gaga or whatever.
No, have you seen her?
I've done a show with her once. And she was... She was wearing a red leather... I don't know what the hell she was wearing.
See, we've seen what we think is her outfit for tonight, but then she often changes it at the last minute, so... I can't say, because we're live on Radio 1 now, and apparently, like, if I say it, then the whole of the Lady Gaga camp goes proper crazy.
Oh, well, I love Gaga.
Don't we all?
Gaga, Gaga. Yeah.
So, how many songs are you doing tonight?
I'm going to do about six, seven, something like that.
That many?
Again, I was lying to you. I'm sorry.
God, I'm so gullible when it comes to you.
I know. You just believe...
I just walk into it every time.
Into my eyes and just believe everything I'm saying.
Well, I'm doing
two songs.
I'm never going to believe anything you ever say ever again.
First Christmas song that will be done on British... I think this is probably the earliest a Christmas song has ever been done. But I love Christmas, so I don't care. I'm doing it.
You know your Christmas album?
Yes, I know it.
Obviously, that must have been recorded a while ago. I'm imagining that it was like on a really hot summer's day and you're there in your shorts and T-shirt in the on like the hottest day of the year recording Christmas songs about snow.
Yeah, it was in July and it was in July in Los Angeles, but I was right into it. I thought it was... I mean, I love those songs, so it was easy and I shot it all. I did it all live, so there was about 90 of us in a room and I had a little Christmas tree up and it was cool. I had a little picture of Gaga just to inspire me.
And you have an orchestra tonight?
I do have an orchestra. Yes.
Fabulous. Okay, that's not a lie.
The orchestra is... It's not a lie.
Or a joke.
I have a big horn section.
Oh, but I bet you do.
Big rhythm section, and none of them are playing. It's all to track.
Michael Bublé, it's always a nice surprise to speak to you and see you.
Let me just end with this joke. So this...
No! Hush your potty mouth.
Are you going to ask him for his phone number?
No, I'm not going to... No, I'm not. No, stop hugging me.
What's he doing?
Ah, it's a group hug. Okay, you've got to go now.
And you know what? Can I say before I go?
Stop it. Right. Whoa.
No, really? honestly, Gary Barlow, what an incredible dude for doing this for these kids. It's absolutely a pleasure to be here. And I hope tomorrow night we make even more money for him.
Thank you, Bublé.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.